dry mush
Yeah, they don't
thing.
stay separate like they did. It goes, you know, somewhere or another. I know what he's talking about though.
They're all stringy. You get a lot of stringy stuff too. That's another issue. Yeah. Well, you grew up on a farm, so you know about. Yeah, I don't know if there's a problem issue with the dirt or what's going on
I don't
there.
either. I don't know what the changes is about the potatoes now, like, but they're not.
So yeah, that's an issue too. So when you make your sweet potatoes, you buy your own potatoes,
Yeah, I buy
right?
my own potatoes and, you know, blend them.
Okay. Do you
Have a
have a
mixer.
do you have a garden at all that you get any of your stuff
No,
grow from?
once did. I don't have a garden
Okay.
now.
All right.
Nothing but a tomato vine.
Do you make macaroni and cheese?
Yeah, I don't make it. My daughter usually makes the macaroni and cheese.
Okay. Now, is there.
But I make macaroni and cheese just for my, you know, being like on a Sunday when they're not, you know, there or something. But like for the big dinners, like I said, the full Sunday dinners, one of them always make the cheese.
Okay. All right.
And the other one make the potato salad. And
My husband does a good potato salad that I like. And I usually, my mom's theory on potato salad is, no matter how did she put it? No matter how little potato salad you try to make, there's always potato salad left.
Really?
That's her, and I think it's true. You can't
You
you
can't
can't
create
like not make,
more than
you know,
enough.
like a little.
That's by the time you add all the other stuff to it.
But I mean, the point is, it's like, you know, I don't know what it is with people in eating potato salad, but even when you make just a little bowl, there's always potato salad left over because people just never eat all the potato salad. And so you end up having all this potato salad that you're still trying to eat for the rest of the week because people didn't eat the potato salad. And so you just can't make, you know, hoping that, oh, I just made a little bowl this time, so, you know, everybody will eat and there won't be any left because there's always potato salad left. So
Well,
I
some
don't
people
care.
can make better potato salad than others.
Well, you know, that part is true, but my husband has come across a recipe that I actually like to eat, though.
Yeah,
So,
that's good.
but it's always this big bowl and you
But
can't eat.
that's one of the remember things I've known. Not you. I will remember. I think of, you know, I think of how I've cooked back in the years and how they've come back in the years. So.
Well, I'm just giving you fair warning that all the people we're interviewing, we're gonna have to organize like a
We're gonna have to have like
food
a get
swap.
together
I'm
with
gonna make some
everybody and we
gumbo.
can all
That's
make
my gonna be my contribution. But everybody's gonna have to
have like
contribute
a
some
party
food
and like
item.
everybody get
Are
together
you
and cook
in with it?
something.
That's gonna be part of the consent form you sign, I think. You're gonna
You're
have to add
agreeing
a.
to cook
I
for
think
me.
it's gonna be in this wording somewhere. I think we put that in there that you agree to prepare a dish. You okay with that?
Oh, I prepared the
See,
dish.
it's getting back to that, you know, making food, coming together, fellowship.
See, everybody will make something when we do
Yeah, we're
it.
not going. You can't go to Popeyes and buy anything.
No. Or if you do, you better put it on a plate and ask
That's
for
right.
plates
You know, bring it
yourself
in the
if you're
pot.
that good of a cook.
All right. Okay. Before we go, this is my favorite part. You get to tell me, please. A good story.
So what now?
You can tell me a good story.
Could tell you a good story?
Yes, a good story. Roswell is known for its storytelling, so I know you know some kind of story. You know, I'm sure there's been some story in your family, or you, I know, must know a story that on your own.